Anthony found Thursday spinning an empty plastic bottle on her table. "I thought I might have to go out and set off the alarm on your car to get your attention," she grinned mischievously. "But you've had kind of a bad day, right?" "My name is Summer." "Hi, Summer. Nothing bad about this day. You're amazingly beautiful." "Getting an eviction notice didn't get to you at all?" "Details. Let me look at you for a while." Summer stood and came to his side. "Get a good look. I don't want you to miss anything." She turned around slowly, brushing her bottom against his shoulder, putting her hand in his hair. Anthony drank in the sight. She had a heart-shaped bottom just covered by a gray pleated miniskirt, and he flashed back to his hands on her in the dark. She sat on his lap, facing him, and stared into his eyes, oblivious to the mall crowd around them. "Go ahead. Look at them." Anthony glanced around quickly. There were a few people watching curiously. He put them out of his mind and looked down at Summer's small breasts, inches in front of his chest, nipples poking out at him. She was holding her shoulders back a little and pushing them out. She sighed sadly. "I'm afraid this is as much action as my girls can get here, and they're so hard. Is there anything hard on you?" Anthony let his eyes fall down to his fly and back up to Summer's eyes. She looked down at his erection under his pants and smiled hungrily. "I think we're done here," he said. Summer slid off his lap and he grunted softly as she dragged her shoe across his erection. "What do you want to do now?" "You know what I want," she pointed at Volvo on her shirt. "Or do nipples make men illiterate?" "That's yes and yes again. Meet me outside. My mommy taught me to go to the bathroom before getting in the car for a long trip." Anthony was sitting on a flower planter in the sun a few minutes later when Summer came out of the mall, an odd look on her face. "I must be totally out of my mind," she said. "But a girlfriend from my sculpture class is in there. Her boyfriend ditched her and she doesn't have a way to get home. I told her I'd see if I could figure something out for her." "We've got time. Let's give her a lift. Where does she live?" Anthony asked. "Sunnyside." "I told you I'm out of my mind. I should have pretended I didn't see her, but she was crying. Shit, I'm sorry to mess things up." "It's okay," Anthony replied. "Lemons. Let's make lemonade. Where is she?" he asked. "Probably watching through the glass door. Her name is Beth." Summer motioned for her to come out. A girl in a black hoodie and black jeans came out of the mall, trying to hide black mascara streaks running down her face. She was thin and pale-faced, and he could see that she would be delicately pretty on a good day. Her mouse-brown hair hung down over her eyes. "Rough day, huh?" Anthony said, turning his back to spare her feelings. "Let's get you home." And he started out for the car. Summer grabbed his hand and squeezed as she walked along with him, Beth following a few paces behind. "It makes me hot that you're so stinking nice," she said quietly. "And it pisses me off that you being nice means I have to wait to do all the dirty things I have planned." "Yeah, well, being nice has worked out really well for me lately." Anthony squeezed her hand back. "This trip could be, well, it's at least 10 minutes on the freeway." "I know." Summer walked silently next to him, thinking. She turned to him. "Friends share, right?"
"Not me, they don't," Anthony said quickly.
"Of course not, but maybe we can just cheer her up a little." A breeze picked up Summer's hair and blew it across Anthony's face. He wanted to bury his face in her hair, but clenched his teeth and kept walking. Summer squeezed his hand again.
She needs a little kindness. Anthony thought for a minute. Okay, here's what I'll do. I'll drive exactly the way you tell me to. This is you being nice. I'm playing dumb.
Here it is, Summer said to Beth when they got to the car. Hop in the back. As they pulled out of the parking lot, Beth finally spoke. I really appreciate this. I feel so stupid.
Oh, don't worry about it. Anthony's one of the nicest guys I know. I knew he'd come through.
Summer sat in the passenger seat of the old Volvo, her feet comfortably on the dashboard as they accelerated onto the freeway. Beth was sitting behind Anthony, curled into the corner of the back seat. Summer caught Anthony's eye and turned the knob on the stereo up a little. Even though the stereo was off, he understood and sped up to 66.
I saw lip marks on the window. Beth's voice floated forward from the back. Did someone do that while you were in the mall?
Summer didn't answer fast enough. Anthony smiled. Those are my trophies. Girls who appreciate me leave me a little memento. Summer's the fourth one, right here. He tapped the glass. Summer scowled at him and mouthed, I'm going to kill you. She could feel a minor vibration starting. It wasn't much, but it was enough to make her relax a little and let her eyes go out of focus. She looked back at Beth. She had her eyes closed, clearly enjoying the sensation. She jumped when Summer spoke.
Do you want to talk about it?
Wait, what?
Oh, him. Not really. I guess it was sort of my fault for being so into Jacob whenever he was on screen. I couldn't shut up about him.
Summer turned the volume knob up again, and then again. Anthony sped up to 68. The vibration started in earnest. Whatever the tires were doing, it made an absolutely delicious sensation bloom in Summer's pussy. She kept her voice neutral with some effort.
What do you like about Jacob anyway? I kind of pegged you for a vampire groupie.
Beth's breathing was speeding up a little, but she answered bravely.
Well, he's all smoking and hard, everywhere, and he never wears a shirt, and he just looks hot to touch. Is the car supposed to shake like this? I mean, is it safe?
Anthony kept his head pointed straight ahead, but his eyes were on Summer as she tried to tell Beth to keep the effects of the car secret from him. She was shaking her head and shushing her.
I'm sure it's perfectly safe, Beth. Anthony takes very good care of his car.
So, Summer started, caught her breath, and started again.
So, you were telling me about Jacob. Yes, I forgot what I was.
Summer twisted around and whispered just a little too loud.
I love this car.
Shh. She closed her eyes and bit her lip and crossed her legs. Beth grinned back shyly, then took a deep shuddering breath. This was going to be a hard secret to keep.
Summer suddenly had an idea. She turned the volume down a few notches. Beth, do you have your iPod? You made that sculpture class playlist. I bet Anthony would like it.
Beth was trying to get control again. The vibration had eased off, but her body wasn't slowing down as fast as the car. She fumbled in her bag and handed the iPod and headphones over to Summer. Summer reached over and put the earbuds in his ears.
Anthony, you have to listen to this. She made a totally rocking set.
Summer winked at Beth, but she didn't start the music. She punched Anthony's shoulder and yelled, Cool, huh? He grinned and nodded. Then he saw her hand spinning the knob up on the car stereo. Justin was tracing the sun on Karen's back with his finger.
What the hell is seam riding?
Oh, you're kidding me, Karen turned around to see his face. You've never heard of seam riding. I'm not kidding. You said you aren't good at it. Remember pillow humping? Justin smiled. That I remember. Seam riding is the advanced version. It's a way a girl can get herself off in public by crossing her legs and squeezing her thighs together, sometimes pressing against the seam of her jeans for pressure on her clit. Girls can do this? It sounds amazing. It would be if I could fucking do it. So there could be a girl in here doing that right now. How would you know? Can you see any? Karen scanned the people sitting at the table. There's one, I think. Justin followed her eyes. Where? The girl with the vampire makeup eating the corn dog. She's real gone. Look at her eyes. In some fantasy. Now look at her legs. The one crossed over the other is rocking. The toe is leading the movement. Can you see it? Squeeze, pause, squeeze, pause. I think so. How can you be sure? Justin was fascinated. Girls could do so much cool stuff. We'll know pretty soon. Either she's just innocently rocking her foot, or she's going to climax. When she does, her thighs will clench down, and she'll make some involuntary noise that she has to cover somehow. She'll fake coughing or a sneezing fit, or maybe giggling. Keep watching. So let me get this straight. Justin was grinning. Some women fake orgasms in private, but in public they fake sneezing? Well, what would you do? I see what you mean. I guess I'd sneeze all over the place. There she goes. White knuckles clenching. Oh, wow. I haven't seen that much shaking before. And the girl sneezed 7 times in a row. I feel like I should clap for her or something, Justin said, impressed. Why can't you do it? I don't know. It feels good for a while, and then I just plateau. Show me. I'm not doing that right now. I don't need to. I have you. 5 minutes. If you get off, I'll take you anywhere you want to go, and I'll do anything. Anything you want. If you don't get off, same deal. Anything you want. If you don't even try, well, I guess we can go wedge ourselves into a changing room. This is a mall. Those are very dangerous terms. 5 minutes. Karen crossed her legs and took a deep breath. 7 minutes later, they were in Justin's car on the way to his room. He was breaking several traffic laws. Can't you drive faster? Karen was writhing in the passenger seat. I was so close and you stopped me. 5 minutes was up. Oh, fuck the 5 minutes. I needed another 30 seconds. I will do everything in my power to make you forget those 30 seconds. What's it going to take? It took her the rest of the drive to tell him what it would take. She left her shoes in the car, her blouse on the porch, her bra on the stairs, and she was struggling to get her jeans off at the door to Justin's room when they stuck around her ankles and she fell into his room, struggling and swearing. Oh, help me get these damn pants off. When she looked up, he was miraculously naked and unflustered. She stopped for a second, breathing hard, and saw his cock pointing straight at the sky. She started struggling again with renewed energy. You don't have time to get those off, he said. And he lifted her feet into the air, put his head between her knees, and slipped his body between her legs. When his cock was poised at the lips of her pussy and her legs were trapped around his waist with the jeans, he bit her left nipple. She jumped and growled. He bit her nipple again and slid into her. Oh, yes, she yelled and pushed hard against his thrusting. The jeans around her ankles gave her extra leverage, and she pulled hard, bit his shoulder, dug her fingers into his back. Justin was surprised at her need, but he matched her thrust for thrust, pushing her passion, driving her. He grunted each time he slammed into her, and she responded with delighted squeals. Karen screamed, and Justin stopped her mouth with his own. The kiss was short and hard. She broke it. "Oh, Justin." "Yes," she came, shuddering and wailing. Justin stroked into her three more times and came, pumping hard into her pussy. He collapsed on top of her as she started to relax, gasping and laughing. He laughed with her. Justin lifted up on his elbows and looked into her flushed face. He was still inside her and felt her pussy twitching as she came down. "I think you faked it," he smiled at her. "What a horrible thing to say." She kissed him lightly on the lips and squeezed his softening cock with her pussy. "What makes you think that?" "You didn't even sneeze once."